With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Harris leaps, and that is out of here. Harris with a great effort to the top of the wall, but just out of his reach. And Bryce Harper has gone deep for the second time in the ball game. It's now a 7-1 lead for Philadelphia.
Sitting on a curveball, and he got it. Again, gave the throat-slashing sign, which, given today's climate around the world, I'm not sure that's quite
appropriate.
What anybody wants to see.
What a sad, sad state of affairs down in Atlanta. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. Get you aboard as we start. Well, we continue to react to an incredible night in Philadelphia sports, but also look forward to tonight, game number 4. Ranger Suarez, Spencer Strider. We'll see if Topper goes with a similar strategy to game 1. What do you think about that, Hugh? So game 1, it was Strider against Suarez. We're going to see the same matchup tonight in game number 2. Obviously, we're focused on the Strider part because we want to rattle him and he doesn't like crowds and all that kind of stuff.
But the Ranger part.
So in game 1, Topper was very aggressive in getting him out quickly, even though he was pitching pretty well. He got him out. He went to the bullpen, mixed and matched, and he threw a shutout, or they threw a shutout. I wonder if he tries it again tonight, or does he let Ranger
pitch
a little bit more? Yeah, and tonight you can't surprise him.
Like, no, you got to let him know. You got to let him know. I think in this situation, you have to let him know exactly what's going on because you don't want him out there thinking one thing and then it's potentially something else. I think that's a one-off. I think you can only use that once, Joe, because now he was distraught. He was clearly upset, so much so that I'm sitting in the press box and they kept cutting to him and he kept talking and I didn't understand what he was saying or read lips or whatever, but he was clearly upset about the decision that was made because he felt like he was doing well. Mm-hmm. So you can't do him like that again, man. I don't think it'll play well. So you have to let him know exactly what your intentions are for him.
So there's two parts to this. One, it's do you communicate with Ranger beforehand? Like, hey, I might do it again. I might pull you early. And two, do you pull him early again, even if he's pitching well? Here's what I want Topper to do tonight. I thought he did it well in the postseason last year. Go for the kill. Like, there could be a sense that, hey, we're up 2-1. Maybe I treat it more like a normal game. I like that game 1, he treated it like, I got to get this game. Listen, can they go back to Atlanta and win on Saturday? Yeah, they can. They already won there once.
But
they,
you want to go and knock it out now.
I want to knock this thing out now. They have an off day tomorrow, too. So and the bullpen didn't pitch much last night, right? Like, who pitched after Nola? It was Strom. It was Dominguez.
Strom,
Lorenzen,
I think Kirkering came in for a little bit. Yeah, so they still have Alvarado, like
Hoffman, yeah. They're all rested. Kimbrel's really rested. So, we can laugh, but he's the closer.
that right there.
They have an off day tomorrow, so like burn through them all tonight. I'm ready for Topper to be super aggressive.
I'm for what they call it, damn the torpedoes.
Yep, I think
that means like
burn the boats. Is it burn the boats?
Well, no, damn the torpedoes mean like. Shoot all the, I guess.
Shoot all your torpedoes?
Shoot all the torpedoes. I think that's what that means. Somebody. Somebody text in and correct me if I'm saying the same wrong. But you know what I mean? Like go. I think you should go for it because you got to think that Atlanta's going to come out guns a-blazing tonight.
You have to. So Damn the Torpedoes was an album by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
No, but it's a saying though, right?
Right up his alley.
I remember Tom Petty.
I think you're right about that, Hugh. Actually, it's a quote attributed to some guy who referred to an order given at the Battle of Mobile Bay. Yeah, damn the torpedoes, isn't it?
It's supposed to mean like, you know, like shoot all the missiles or something, right?
So, send them all in.
Let's do this.
I can't imagine it'll be that. Like, first of all, the Braves have zero home field advantage whatsoever as it stands.
Yeah.
But the Philly fans last night did a pretty good job of, I mean, if anything, making the Braves feel like they were at home. Like toward the second half of the game with the chop.
They did. Well, can we hear that?
Yeah.
The mock chop last night. Here it was.
This crowd, they never cease to impress. I'm giving it right back to Braves fans now.
It was loud, too. That wasn't like a little chop. That was a loud mock chop.
But I figured out, damn the torpedoes means express a determination to continue with a plan, task, or action, regardless of the risks or dangers that might accompany it.
Damn the torpedoes.
Damn the torpedoes. I did it right. I got one.
Topper today, if he does I think I'll do a pregame press conference. If they ask him about his pitching plan, he should say,
damn the torpedoes.
Damn. I heard you say it. Damn the torpedoes tonight. Let's go to Kyle in Saturday. What's up, Kyle? Kyle, there, buddy?
Hey, I'm here. Sorry, man. I was getting off the speakerphone.
You got it, bud.
Listen, great to talk to you guys, man. What a great show, man.
Appreciate you.
I was there last night. It is a pleasure to talk to both you, Joe and Hugh. I'm telling you guys, you guys made a good point earlier about Castellanos, because that is kind of being a little bit swept under the rug.
Castellanos.
That just tickles me today.
Go ahead. Keep going, Kyle.
Way more than any other day.
Sorry, I missed that. But no, it was tense in there. When it was 1-0 and the Braves were up, it was definitely like kind of a little bit of an anxious feeling in the stadium last night. And obviously, you know, his home run kind of loosened everybody up. And then Bryce hits the 3-run bomb, and everybody just was – it turned into a party, man. It was wild. So anyway, the other thing I want to talk about too is obviously Bryce. It's one thing to have the skills. It's another thing to have – you know, the strength, and obviously he can hit a baseball so consistently. For me, the thing that takes him over kind of the edge for me as my favorite Philly of all time is really his mental fortitude in those moments where a lot of, like, high-profile athletes, you know, some succeed, some don't, and he just does it so consistently. I feel like when he gets up, you almost expect it. You almost have this feeling of, like, dude, Bryce is up. This is the guy we want in this spot in the game. You know, for me, it was like that Padres home run last year, during that run last year. That for me was the point where I said, you know what? I love Schmidt, but this is now my favorite Philly of all time.
Kyle, the amazing part about what you said, and I feel the same way about the expecting it, is everything we know about baseball means that we're crazy, right? Because even good hitters, even Bryce Harper, they make outs way more than they get hits. It's just the reality of the sport. I think Bryce is hitting 350 in the playoffs as a Philly or something close to that, which means 65% of the time he doesn't come through. Yet we expect that's how you know he's really authored a lot of these moments, that we're actually expecting them in a sport where you really shouldn't expect it.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. I got one more thing, because I know you guys are busy. You got a lot of people on hold today. It's a big day. We need to scream our heads off tonight at Spencer Strider. I want that crowd so loud tonight. I want to get all up in that guy's head. We need to live rent-free in that man's head tonight. And one more thing, Mad Mike, stop being such a negative Nancy. You're wrong all
negative
the time.
Nancy,
Nola
Nancy.
Is the man. So go Phils, go Phils. Love the show, guys.
Go
you guys
Phils.
Awesome.
Appreciate you, Kyle. Can we hear that again? That Spencer Strider, here's how he feels about fans, everyone.
Absolutely, there should be no fans. 2020 season, no fans. Get rid of the fans.
Sorry, partner.
Yeah, tonight's a real sorry partner night.
I want to hear from the people that are pregaming right now. Somebody's down there right now at the bank pregaming.
We just sorry partner chant.
Sorry, partner.
I just love
sorry,
that it's,
partner.
What inning was it? Was it the eighth last night it started that we want Strider? Eighth inning?
I'm glad that it started last night. Because, like, now it, if he was already having trouble sleeping, you know that's, like, that's stuck in his head. It's like, I really got to do that tomorrow. And they want me. They're ready.
I don't think there's any way this goes down the middle tonight. I mean, I think that we're headed for, I mean, he's very capable of pitching well. He's good, right? He could pitch well. But I also think there's a chance he gets shelled. That he has a bad night. It's so loud. And it's, like, third inning, they got to pull him out of the game. Floodgates are open.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I've seen him pitch before, and I've seen him pitch under pressure. But it's hard to say in this situation because this don't look like the Braves team that I watched over the past few years.
Nope.
When I was there. And the way that they have kind of laid down a little bit, I don't know. I don't know what to expect tonight. That's the That's the weird part about this, Joe, is that when you look at this situation and you look at what potentially should happen, the question is whether or not do you think it's going to happen. I mean, seriously, that's what it is, because we know that this offense can rake when they have to. We've seen it all year long, but they haven't so far. They can't be dormant that long, can they? I mean, that's the question, because they depended on that the other night, and it worked well for them in the seventh. But can they have another night where, you know, they just go dormant like that?
I just need one more. They can
they can do whatever the hell they want to do after that. I get what you're saying, but do you think that's going to happen? That's the question.
I don't think they're going to be as feeble offensively tonight.
Yeah, because it just doesn't feel like this as exciting. Think about what we talked about leading up to this. It just feels like I'm getting shortchanged a little bit.
In terms of drama?
Yes.
Well,
you're
just kicking their ass.
That's what I'm saying. It feels like I'm being shortchanged because we've been looking up in the standings all year long at what they've been doing and looking at their grass and talking about, you know, potential matchups and everything and how it's going to be and how many home runs they've hit throughout the lineup and all this other stuff. And now it's like,
is that your best shot?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I just don't want to get too comfortable. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Well, so
you know what I'm saying? Don't want to get too comfortable.
I feel like we've sort of been thinking, like, before the first game of the series, we're like, oh, best offense. You know, like, shut them down that day. And then it's like, oh, like, best offense. You know, eventually they'll break through. Took them until, like, the eighth inning to really do that in the second game.
And that was with gifts. Yeah.
They didn't do it at all in the last game. Maybe they're just cooked. I mean, maybe they're just not that team anymore.
Well,
they're not that offense.
There is also something, and I'm not trying to make excuses for the Braves because I don't want to. But, guys, it's 2 years in a row now. The teams that have the byes do not perform well. There's something
except the Astros.
You're right. But that team has figured out October, right? They take the randomness out of this. They have seven straight years in the LCS. The Braves this year, last year. The Dodgers this year, last year. The Orioles, it was their first time in this year. They were a 100-win team and they look like crap. I mean, it's something's going on here. And the only thing I could think of is baseball's a game that's supposed to be played every day, right? In the All-Star break, you get about a 4 or 5 day break, but everyone has a 4 or 5 day break. I never thought I'd say this. There really might be an advantage to being like the Phillies to where.
You just staying hot?
Yeah, you just get in.
Not being a fat cat.
Or anyone, the Diamondbacks, the Rangers, like you just get in and you have to play the wild card series, but then you're hot. Like you've been playing and he's been sitting at home.
You know what's funny about. Well, it's not funny for him, but what a friend of mine told me that's in Atlanta about this situation, because this is the second year in a row that this has happened for the Atlanta Braves. These are the kind of moves, this is the kind of performance that gets you fired.
As a manager.
It gets you fired. And I like Snit. I like him. But to have your offense, and not only that, your offense going cold, but people were questioning the movement of the of your lineup, changing lineup around.
In game one. I wonder if he goes – so in game one, he switched Albies and I think it was Olsen around.
Yeah.
I wonder if he does it again tonight or he leaves it alone because that's the lefty again.
Yeah, but the bottom line is this. Your offense has gone cold in playoff series at the worst opportune time.
And he picked the wrong young pitcher last night.
Yeah.
That other kid that came out of the bullpen last night was better than Elder. So, yeah, I mean, so far, Topper's clearly outmanned Snicker in the series. Robert is in Germantown. Hey, Robert.
Hey, guys. I enjoyed listening to you for the last while. It's a beautiful sunny day up here in Bucks County.
Robert.
Hey, guys, this is a little news, little history memory. When I was in New York, we had to win. We had lost, I think, 3 in a row to Atlanta. And then, of course, Boston, remember when they won the World Series? They were down. They won 4 games in a row. So I'm concerned about tonight's game. I've seen too many games, and I'm sure you have too, in every sport, where one day, you know, you crush them, you dominate them, you blow them out, and the next day, what do you get? You get all of a sudden, you know, the hits aren't there. You wasted them all in 10 runs. I hope I'm wrong, but this could be I'm expecting a very tight game today. I'm expecting extra innings. I'm expecting
extra innings. Now that'd be that's nerve-wracking there, Robert.
Yeah, I think that's what we're going for. I don't think Atlanta – I think you was right. They're not going to lay down. They got too much pride. They got too much power. And, you know, let's just hope Suarez can pitch 6-7 strong innings. And, you know, the expression that somebody used, my friend Tom Gilbert's a baseball historian, don't leave any bullets in your gun, in your holster. So what Torrey did that one year was pretty much he'd bring in a relief guy for every different batter, depending righty, lefty. You know, he just pulled everyone out. In this situation tonight, like you said, damn the torpedoes. Bring everybody in you need to. Pinch runners, pinch hitters, just let's see. I mean, you can't have any errors, and somebody's got to come through big. And it may surprise us. It might be Stott again. It might be Bohm. Can't expect Harper to do it two nights.
Could be Marsh. I mean, Marsh had a nice night last night. Yeah, it'd be nice if he got going again. Robert, appreciate it. And you could be right. And I like the strategy, whether it be burn the boats or torpedoes or whatever phrase we're trying to use here. The reality is they don't want to have to go back to Atlanta. I don't want to go back to Atlanta. I know Zach Wheeler will be ready for Game 5, and we'd feel good about that, but just finish it tonight. It sets it up for a few days of rest. Wheeler could pitch Game 1 against the Diamondbacks. Just the path to the World Series is so much smoother if they finish this tonight. And, Hugh, I expect Topper to go for the kill. He's not going to leave stones unturned.
Yeah, and I want him to win tonight because I ain't trying to go back to Atlanta. Me and you in Atlanta in overalls and after the Phillies win, trying to lead that place would not be pretty.
No, and I think we're tapped out of trips for this
week.
We're tapped out.
I'm not doing that.
No, I need the rest this weekend.
Yeah, I'm not doing
that. I think
that.
We all do. But then we get ready for an NLCS, which, by the way, is the Diamondbacks. We really haven't – I mean, I think we're trying not to get too far ahead of ourselves, but it's the Arizona Diamondbacks on their side, which means the Phillies have home field advantage, or whoever wins the series. But the Phillies have home field advantage. The Diamondbacks?
Rod's Diamondbacks, our program director.
Yep.
So are y'all going to do Rod like y'all did me?
Yes.
Is he going to be torn?
Yes.
You're going to make him make a decision?
No, he won't.
You're
be
let
torn
off the hook this week, Hugh, because the Eagles are also playing the Jets. You're lucky that we're not
caring
enough about
you're
the
Jets.
I don't identify as the Jets. They don't even invite me to the barbecue. Don't count.
You did score your only career touchdown with
the
Jets.
I did, but they don't fool with me.
Hugh Douglas is up and running.
The Jets do not fool with me.
But like it is similar to last season where I know the Padres had home field advantage, but we're sort of like, all right, they're kind of a hot-looking team right now.
They were similar to the Phillies.
Yes.
Fathers.
But, I mean, the Diamondbacks, I think, are a little more young and not, like, they don't have the top-end talent that the Padres did. So I think we'll be able to handle them. And also the Dodgers, like, they were throwing batting practice out there. Their pitching staff is horrific.
Lance Lynn, I think that his career might have ended last night. 4 home runs in an inning. I mean, that guy just got smacked around. Mike, and one of them, there was a foul home run that they reversed. He actually gave 5 balls over the wall in one inning. That's a rough day. All right, can we go eavesdropping? Can we hear what they're saying?
I can't wait.
We'll see if they're even talking about
92-90 game.
Eavesdropping on the enemy.
We all felt that stare.
I think we all felt like that. Bro.
We all felt that stare down in our heart.
That was tough to watch, man. That's tough to stomach last night.
There was.
It was we'll get into it, man. But the tomahawk chop was,
man.
That was the peak disrespect.
Can I tell y'all real quick? I think I dislike the Phillies worse than the Mets now. Maybe I'm prisoner to the moment.
No, well, they're equal. There's no right or wrong answer here. Yeah. They're both.
But it's saying something for Dylan because he's Philly based. You know what I mean?
I am not Philly based.
Well, that's true. His second team is.
No.
They're doing him like we do you up here.
What is our business saying? It's a false narrative.
Yeah. I will say this. I've seen him in more Eagles gear than Falcons gear.
Wow.
Poor guy.
Dylan can take it. But see, here's the thing. I know Dylan. Dylan was the young man with the glasses that was there the other day.
Nice guy.
Dylan dates Simone. Simone is a diehard. That was the young lady that we saw at the Eagles bar that came. One of the first young ladies that came and spoke to
Yes.
him. That's his girlfriend. Hmm. She's a diehard Eagles fan.
You could tell.
Yeah, she had her Eagles. Like, she's a diehard Eagles fan. So Dylan, he's trying happy wife, happy life, or happy girlfriend or whatever. He's trying to maintain his loyalty to the Falcons, but that ain't working.
Yeah, he's having a tough
time.
That's not
working out.
As that whole show is, they're talking about now they hate the Phillies more than the Mets, how the disrespect of the chop and the stare down.
Oh, the chop. Can I tell you about the chop?
They're going through it down there.
Like, this is funny, because I remember a few years ago, the Braves tried to distance themselves from the chops for obvious reasons. Shout out to the indigenous people. I think it was Indigenous People Week last week or whatever.
I think it was Monday, yeah.
Yeah. So they tried to distance themselves from that. And I remember specifically the they sent out a memo saying, we don't want to do the chop, yada, yada, yada. You know what the fans came and did the same night?
Chop.
And keep doing it. And that's Georgia in a nutshell. Like I tell y'all all the time, there's Atlanta and then there's Georgia. And that's the most Georgian thing that they do all the
time. I felt that. So when we were down
you,
there.
You felt it, did you?
Well, we were in Atlanta, staying in Atlanta, right? And the studios were in Atlanta. But then the stadium
is in Cobb County. Cobb County, yeah, it's in Georgia.
It felt different. It was.
And the people were different. Because I guarantee you, the dude that wanted to beat you up, Joe.
He's from Georgia.
He was from Georgia.
Yeah, I felt that one.
I do got to say, like, Pennsylvania can be similar in that way. Where Philly, Pittsburgh, and then
it's
like
different.
The Appalachian area.
The middle's a little cold.
When you think of Appalachian, I just think of somebody playing a banjo. Is that wrong? Because it's not the whole thing. Yeah, it's some nice areas up there, ain't it?
You get some banjos. Yeah, the mock chop.
We just did threw everybody in a little category.
The mock chop was incredible last night. All right, 215.
A lot of generalizing back here.
592-9494. We know the fans want Strider tonight, but does Bryce Harper want Strider tonight?
Absolutely, there should be no fans. 2020 season, no fans. Get rid of the fans.
Spencer, you went and done it now. Bryce was asked yesterday, did the Phillies want Strider? Listen to what he said. That's coming up next. More of your reaction and the feelings on tonight as we get ready for game number 4 in the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Are you in the market for a quality pre-owned vehicle? Want the largest selection in the Delaware Valley with the best pricing available? Of course you do. And that's why you should be shopping with my friends at Apollo Auto Sales.